Real estate bonds. When an individual purchases stock in a corporation, he or she acquires an ownership interest in the firm. Stocks are therefore known as equity investments because the owner of the stock has an ownership interest. The stock investor may anticipate one or both of two possible benefits from holding stocks. First, the firm may pay an annual dividend, which is a distribution of a part of the profits earned through the operation of the firm. Secondly, the investor hopes to sell the stock in the future at a price greater than what was originally paid. Corporations raise funds for expansion through the sale of stock. Another method of raising funds used by corporations and government entities is through the sale of bonds. While a share of stock is an equity investment, a corporate bond is a debt instrument. Rather than taking ownership in the firm, the purchaser of a bond is actually loaning money to the firm. The terms of the bond determine the rate of interest paid and the term in years for repayment. Bonds are generally considered to be a safer investment than stocks, and therefore have a lower yield or rate of return. A corporation is obligated to repay bondholders, but no such obligation exists for stockholders in a firm. If a corporation files bankruptcy, bondholders will be paid first, ahead of the stockholders. When a corporation goes bankrupt, in many cases, there are not sufficient assets to make the bondholders whole, meaning that shareholders receive nothing and lose their entire investment. Categories of bonds. Bonds may be categorized by their method of repayment, redemption, or by the intended use of the funds raised in a bond sale. Government entities regularly sell municipal bonds to fund major capital investments. One advantage of these bonds is that the interest paid to investors is not subject to federal income tax, making them appealing to investors who need to shelter some income from taxation. Where applicable, municipal bonds may also be exempt from state and local income tax. For example, a school district funds its day-to-day operations through tax revenues. These tax revenues are not sufficiently large to pay for capital expenditures, such as major remodeling or the construction of a new campus. The district will, therefore, sell bonds for capital expenditures and repay the principal in interest out of future tax revenues. Government entities may also sell industrial development bonds to finance the construction of a wide range of projects, including low-income housing and care centers for the elderly. Mortgage revenue bonds are also sold to raise funds for lending to first-time homebuyers or low-income homebuyers. The mortgage revenue bonds are ultimately secured by the real estate being financed. Mortgage bonds are secured by a pledge of specific real estate. Mortgage-backed bonds are secured by the pledge of a pool of mortgage loans. Corporations may also issue equipment bonds, which is a method of financing large capital outlays for equipment such as ships, trucks, machinery, and airplanes. Organizations like Fannie Mae issue bonds that are not secured by any particular loan or real estate. These bonds are secured by the general assets of the firm and are referred to as debenture bonds. A bond may be described by the manner in which it is repaid. Most bonds are coupon bonds, which are accompanied by coupons that are detached from the bond and used to redeem annual interest payments. Interest is paid to the person who has the coupon, and these bonds are often referred to as bearer bonds. Bond risk. To the investor, an investment in bonds carries the same risk as any other lending scenario. The credit risk is that the issuer of the bond may be unable to repay the bond obligation. Also, there is an interest rate risk associated with bonds. Bonds are issued at a specific face value, usually $1,000, and a fixed rate of interest. If market rates go up, investors will buy new bonds being issued at the higher rate. The only way to sell the lower rate bond is to do so at a discount that gives the investor a yield that matches current market rates. Because rates continuously rise and fall in the marketplace, bond values track these changes with increases and decreases in value. Bonds are rated according to their risk by rating organizations such as Standard & Poor's and Moody's. If the fortunes of a firm take a downward turn, these rating agencies may downgrade the firm to reflect its greater credit risk. If this happens, a bond issued by the firm will decrease in value. Under the Standard & Poor's rating scale, the best investment-grade bonds are rated AAA. The lowest investment-grade bond would be rated BBB-. Anything rated BB+ and below would be in the category of junk bonds, which deliver high yields to investors, assuming that they are repaid.